Trafalgar Square. The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
That's legendary CBS newscaster Edward R. Murrow broadcasting during what's simply known as the Blitz. During an eight-month period from the late summer of 1940 to the spring of 1941, Nazi Germany's bombers attacked British cities, most notably London, in an effort to crush British morale and force the nation's surrender. The attacks killed 40,000 civilians, wounded more than 80,000, and destroyed a third of London, but the British held on, and the Germans eventually gave up their bombing campaign and, of course, were defeated by the Allies in 1945. Now, an exhibition opening this week on the South Coast will feature some iconic photographs from the Blitz, taken by a British photographer who's best known for his fashion and celebrity photography.
We think of Cecil Beaton as a photographer of royalty, of Hollywood, and then costume designer of films like My Fair Lady and other things, for which he won Tonys and Oscars.
Charles Wiley is the curator of photography and new media for the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. He put together the museum's new exhibition, Cecil Beaton's London's Honorable Scars, Photographs of the Blitz. Many of the pictures are of some iconic London landmarks which have been damaged by the bombing or are framed by debris. Beaton was an unlikely candidate to be a photojournalist, but wanted to do it to help Britain's war effort.
He felt a patriotic impulse once England had entered hostilities with Germany, and this was his role. So he dramatically shifted course in terms of what he was doing as a photographer, in terms of his profession and in terms of his subject matter. He went to war himself, in a way, to record the efforts of the British people.
The curator says the Blitz photographs in the new Santa Barbara Museum of Art exhibition actually come from the museum's collection.
Our second director was Alla Story from 1952 to 1957, and she gave the work in 1958 to the museum. And they were some of the first photographs to enter the museum's collection. The museum is celebrating its 75th anniversary, which I think is actually kind of great that this show is on right now. There's some evidence that she may have known Beaton himself. She was very involved in British art.
Perhaps the most famous of the images is a picture of St. Paul's Cathedral, as it's framed in the distance by a bombed-out business and square.
It's an archway. It's through a Victorian shop front. So imagine what we are in the store looking out, and something, the windows have been blown out here, perhaps. And there's a fence on the right side. There's smoking ruins right here on the bottom, and in the distance, there's some houses, apartment houses, and then in the distance, the towers of St. Paul's.
Wiley says he hopes people coming to the exhibition will not just experience history turned into art, but see a well-known celebrity photographer in a new light.
People know who Cecil Beaton is if they know about photography and maybe pop culture or movies or the glamour things that he did, but they don't know this. I find it interesting because, you know, these are just 15 images of the thousands that he actually took during the war. It's a body of work that really kind of pays tribute to his courage, quite frankly, as a person living through this. And it didn't stop. Like, he didn't retreat from photographing the war. Like, he went to North Africa, then he went around the globe.
The exhibition is part of a British invasion of the Santa Barbara Museum of Art called British Art from Whistler to World War II. London's Honorable Scars, Photographs of the Blitz, opens Sunday and runs through January 8th. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.